tell me about what happens next with Dolphin Street and the section of Nordic from Dolphin on to the end of the project here going north.
We'll start preparing to place concrete on those sections in the beginning of April. And for now, we're going to work on what is phase two, so Excel east and west, and then Nordic between Excel and Dolphin. Once the pipe work and everything is done there, we'll prepare that for concrete also, and we'll basically have two blocks ready for concrete at the same time.
With the work you already did that you had to shut down for winter, how does it look now coming back in the spring? Does it look like you'll need to do a lot more work on it to get ready for concrete, or is it pretty much looking okay?
No, it looks good. We're going to have to remove a lot of material. We filled the road with D1 to the...
That's rock.
Rock, yeah, to the top of the curb, to the gutter. So we're going to have to core that out to make room for 6.5 inches of concrete.
So over to Excel Street, how are you routing things at this point? It looks like you haven't closed off at least Excel Street uphill yet.
No, that's still open. We have Excel West, I guess people call it Harbor Way. That's closed right now. And then I would say by Monday of next week, we'll be coming onto Nordic. And so there'll be one lane of traffic on Nordic again. Traffic will be allowed to go northbound. But you'll have to detour up and around if you want to go south on Nordic between Dolphin and Excel.
And Excel itself, are you going to do the uphill on Excel, or is that part of the project, the uphill side?
Yes, and that'll be, once we get all the pipe work done on Nordic, the concrete guys will come in and start placing concrete elsewhere, and we will be on Excel East, the uphill part, doing our thing there.
And then other things that drivers, pedestrians, businesses need to know as you're doing this, similar drill to the last time around as far as providing access, those sorts of things?
Yeah, all the businesses stay open. Don't let us chase you away from supporting your downtown businesses. And I think that traffic-wise, these phases are going to be easier because, you know, we're just detouring one block where last year, you know, the detour is a little bit more significant.
If you're doing concrete at around the same time for both sections then, are you going to do one and then wait till that dries and then do the next one so that people can at least get around that one side or the other as opposed to blocking off the whole section there?
Yes. So we have to... You got to kind of plan on where you're going to place concrete so you don't paint yourself into a corner. So we'll do one section of street paving in one lane, and then while that's curing and getting hard enough for traffic to be on, we'll be somewhere else putting in curb and gutter or sidewalk or something like that.